What's up, sexy people? It is Lala Kent, and we do not have Randall because he is dropping his girls off to sleepaway camp. But in honor of Gay Pride Month, I have my husband.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
We have Leo and Logan.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. We are here.
They are here, and they are so thrilled about it. They're not just my guests today. They're going to be co-hosting the podcast. So on my gram, I had you guys ask me a bunch of questions. We'll get around to that. Right now, I just want to say, like, happy Pride to my husbands.
Yay. Yeah,
what is Pride like for you guys?
One big party.
It's like Coachella.
It is?
Actual Pride. Yeah, it's like Coachella, mini Coachella.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
Yeah, we love it.
Does it just like, when you know that Pride Month is coming around, are you just like, yes, bitch, I'm going to be so free? Or like, what is it like? Because, you know, I'm just a straight chick. And when Pride comes around for me, like, I get chills every single Pride.
I mean, it is a fun time. Yeah. This is like my fifth Pride here. Mm. And it's probably the funnest weekend of the whole year in LA.
In West Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. It's crazy to be in West Hollywood, which is, what do they call it? Boys Town?
Yeah. Boys Town.
Boys Town.
Boys Town. It's like,
we are the boys.
Shirts off for the boys.
Absolutely.
So this podcast is all about having fun, but I want to talk about when you guys first realized that you were gay and you were not interested in chicks. I'm sure both of your stories are very different. Leo, mention it all.
Oh, I'm first.
Okay. You're first.
Hello. So what is it? When did I know? Oh my God. Mm. At a young ass age.
Really? Like how old?
Yeah. Oh my. And probably, I didn't even, since I can remember probably, but this is like, I'm the youngest in my family and most like kids in the family are gay.
Wow.
Except my sister. So it's like, God, seeing all them, it was just like, okay, well, yeah, is that going to be me? And then you realize it is. And then, so I didn't have the whole, they each had like the Hallmark, like, oh, you know, sit down the fam and all that stuff. But I didn't do that. Like, right. I just did my own thing. I'm sure everybody knew for the longest time, but there was no like sitting at a picnic table and being like, well, mom and dad. Mm. Yeah, it's like, I mean, sure, as parents, you know who your kid is. So I'm sure everybody knew, you know, when I was or whatever. I wasn't like out in high school or whatever, like just like dating boys, like absolutely not. I'm from a hometown that's like everyone is like the same, you know what I mean,
like very cookie cutter.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that's kind of my story.
I mean, you never had to like have a sit, your parents just always knew, your family always knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, I'm watching a Lifetime movie and exactly. Leo's gonna come out to his family today.
Yeah, exactly, which I feel like is more common than people think.
Yeah, I think I feel like that's how most of it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that how it was for you, Logue?
For me, I also did not have some big, like, which I always joke to my sisters, like, I robbed my mom of having my big and she wishes we had that.
Yeah.
But I did not have that. Yeah. When I first realized, like, when I was in third grade, and I had a crush on the TA, which is an older gentleman, which looking back is probably very inappropriate
third
now,
grade.
But I just remember like we'd have like reading time and he'd read to us and I would just fantasize about him taking me into the bathroom.
In the third grade. Alrighty.
Third grade. Jesus. Yes, I was a, from the beginning.
So you're at snack time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know how I knew what that would be, but I guess because my sisters would watch Sex in the City in front of me, so I knew what was going on. But I like obviously pretended I wasn't gay until after high school. Mm.
Really?
Yeah, but pretending I wasn't gay, I was, during that time, I'm still singing Hilary Duff all the time.
Jesus.
And have Britney Spears posters all over my room, so yeah. I don't know, I wasn't hiding that much.
Right.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm from Utah, which people don't realize that Salt Lake, where I come from, we have one of the largest gay pride parades. It's amazing. You have like these Mormon moms because, you know, being gay in the Mormon community is like a huge no-no. They think that you can be sent away to a camp and they can therapy it out of you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
they're psychotic.
That sounds like fun, yeah.
But there's like a group of these Mormon moms who have gay children, or, you know, just kids that are in the LGBTQ plus community, and they have like a huge float, and it's like Mormon moms in support, and it's the cutest thing ever. But I have a few friends who like moved to LA, one in particular, and he picked me up from the airport one time. And I've always known that he was gay because I just knew, and he trusted me, and I obviously never told anybody. But he was like literally like 28 when he picked me up from the airport at this time and was like, I'm going to tell my mom. Mm-hmm. I was like, you haven't told her yet? And she was the type that would like introduce her children and then be like, and this is my son and he's gay. And I was like, would you ever walk up and be like, this is my daughter, she's the straight person?
Right.
Like, don't even say that. Yeah. Who gives a shit? So that's awesome. But I love that you guys like didn't even, I like that you said that you robbed your mom of that. I mean. she wanted like some grand dramatic come out for you.
You'd think,
You would think.
I feel like that doesn't happen these days anymore, or that much as people would think. You know what I mean?
It's amazing that you say that, though. That means you don't surround yourself with people who aren't that accepting, because I think it's actually still super common. But I also, I also am shook when I hear like, that's not accepted. Like, what planet are you living on?
Exactly.
Right? Yep. So anyway, moving right along, Pride is what, next weekend? Like the Pride Parade?
I think the actual one is on 25th.
Yeah, so
the 25th, 2 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks.
What is that going to look like for us? Because California's coming out of this pandemic.
Right. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. So I feel like it's going to be semi-normal. Yeah.
Like they're opening up.
So. Mm-hmm.
Really? You think it'll be pretty normal?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Because all the clubs tomorrow are full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is going to be...
We're going to be there.
We'll be there this weekend if you want to come see us.
Right. Where will you be? The Abbey?
We might be at Bootsy tomorrow. Bootsy Bellows.
I'm telling you, my husband's live life to the fullest. It is the most epic shit in the world. Like, I vicariously live through them. If you don't follow them on Instagram, do it immediately. We have Logan at Logan No, that's N-O-H. Yep. And then we have Leo DeMarsh, and that's Leo, and then D-E-M-A-R-S-H.
You nailed it.
There we go.
You got it.
And they have the best content.
Some amazing content. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Groundbreaking.
There it is.
Out and about.
Okay. So my husbands and I have obviously a lot in common. One of them being housewives. Have you guys been watching the new season of BH?
Absolutely.
And Roni?
Yep.
I haven't really seen Roni.
What?
Yeah.
Roni's your most favorite one.
Not anymore. I watched last season and...
I'm liking... What do you want to talk about first? BH or...
Let's talk BH for a second.
Cool. BH, we love it.
We love Kathy Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I saw this meme and it was like, all we want to see for next season's lineup as far as cast, and it was just seven of Kathy Hilton.
Exactly. Yeah, she's the best. Yeah.
It started with Garcelle coming in and her being like, I thought you were Kyle. Like, she's blind as a bat, I guess.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
and then she's like asking Kyle, where do people watch our show? I have a lot of people asking me. Kyle's like, it's on Bravo, Kathy. What rock are you under?
It's fabulous. Yeah,
she just could care less.
Yeah.
She's a Hilton.
She's like, here I am. You've been wanting me for 10 years. Yeah. And all right, just film it, you know?
Right. Like has coffee on her shirt, doesn't give a shit.
Like I saw in this week's episode, she walked out in the scene with her like full on mic pack in her hand. And like they caught it on camera and she just walked out in the living room like, all right, let's do this thing. You know, it's just like, we need more of that energy.
Yeah.
I feel like. She's amazing.
I love that.
So I think that BH is on like episode 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. They have not done a deep dive into Miss Erica Girardi yet.
They don't even need to anymore. The best episode of Housewives yet is the Hulu documentary that came out last night.
The Housewife and the Hustler. Yeah.
It came out last night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just to sell you on it immediately, it opens with Danielle Staub
Daniel Staub made it onto The Housewife and the Hustler.
God knows how.
It opens woman. With her as like clips of her the shoes and the, you know who is about to walk out. Mm-hmm. She sits
she
down
says
as if it's like a Sopranos like she's being interrogated and she's I worked with Miss Girardi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She goes,
not a fan. Mm-hmm. Not a fan.
Yeah. She goes, I've been going off a lot of, there's a lot of people who are fake or their vibes. She goes, and she happens to be one of them. Whoa, lady.
She thinks this is her
moment. Like,
this is her moment.
She made it into Hollywood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She just runs the whole thing. Is Danielle is the most amazing.
And then who else is on it? Who else is on it is the 25,000 sunglasses Dana Wilkie, who it's like,
how
girl,
did she make it?
How did you get on it? You never even crossed paths with Erica Jane. It's like the
who
reach
this?
Is real.
25,000.
I'm like, who is and she's just Erica grew up. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, as if she's her sister.
You?
It's like,
wait, what was the point of having these like throwaway housewives?
That's what makes it a little janky. The doc
it's because like, Danielle. Okay, you know, I mean, apparently Danielle stripped at the same place.
Yeah, they worked at the same, but not the same time. It's all very, you know.
Heather McDonald is the star of it.
Heather,
we love her.
Heather McDonald's on it.
Oh, she's amazing.
I died in her parts.
If I watch it for no other reason, it would be for Heather McDonald. Yes. Because
she looks fab on it.
She looks fab. She's hilarious. I die. So is there anything in the documentary? I haven't seen it. I'm one of those people who lives under a rock. Didn't even know it came out yesterday, last night. Was there anything that was like, holy shit? Or was it just like the little cameos?
Oh, no. How Erica is even on Bravo is insane to me.
Really?
I love Erica. Like, I used to work with her. I love her. But how anyone is even pretending to be her friend is insane after watching that.
Let's just say they interview like these families
victims.
Who are Tom's clients.
And they stole all their money.
They're like, oh, well, I'm waiting for my $12 million and there's voicemails from him and everything.
Crazy.
It's like, oh, just wait a minute, this happens. And it's like, girl. And then you see Erica on Housewives and she's like, well, we have tube jets. And it's like, huh?
Oh,
it's bad.
God.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no way she's going to be at the reunion.
I don't know.
Really? You don't think so?
I don't know how they could even interview her.
Well, she's not doing press this whole season. That's what they said, too.
Well, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think she knew?
100%.
Really?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy.
Watch that doc.
And I like her. I mean,
I want to weigh in, but I haven't seen the documentary. Yeah, the second Erica Jane stepped onto Housewives, I was like, she's
amazing.
I love her.
That was another cuckoo Danielle moment. She goes, Erica was probably the best casting since me.
Yeah.
Oh, Danielle, sit down.
You know, I kind of love that Danielle said that because I always say like no one around you is going to tell you that like you're the shit. So you better damn well feel like you are. She's like the prime example of like no one fucks with her.
Yeah.
No one has a nice thing to say. And she still is like, I'm the fucking shit. Middle finger in the air at all times.
She's my favorite. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to continue this conversation. Yeah. We will be right back with the Guzbans, and they've got a lot of shit to say. Holy fuck. I love this episode. We'll be right back. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala.
and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming, finally, and you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
We are back with the Guzmans. So far, we've covered their coming out stories, which
or lack of.
And we're deep diving into Housewives, because if anybody knows my Guzmans, they know every tagline. Like, just talking to them is a giant, just like Housewives saying. Like, that's how you guys roll. They'll be, we'll be talking about something. You guys start laughing about what you just said. You have you seen season 6 of Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Right, when NeNe does this to Kenya.
We know we watch too much. Yeah, it's beyond.
Yeah. So we're talking about the housewife and the hustler. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always wondered, like, why people come on to a reality show if they have a lot of stuff to hide.
Skeletons.
Yeah. It's beyond. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like Jen Shah, who's a part of Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. They talk about that also in the documentary.
Yeah. And is it true that she has like a GoFundMe for her, that her family set up for like $2.5 million for her legal fees?
Listen, I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it. With these girls are beyond.
They have no sense of reality.
There's no borders for them or whatever. Yeah. They don't, yeah. So I believe it, yeah.
It really is crazy, and I feel like I walk a fine line because, like, I kind of know these women personally, and, you know, I've had nothing but great experiences with them, but then you hear that they're, like, robbing old ladies or something like that, and you're like, whoa.
Holy moly.
No. Okay, so I definitely will watch The Housewife and The Hustler.
Mm-hmm. It's a good watch. Get your popcorn.
Wait, so Leo, you texted Logan last night and you said you have to watch it, wake up immediately.
Yeah, because
he sent me a friggin'.
Well, we send each other memes all the time. Yeah. And then it was like, so okay.
He sent me a video of Daniel Stop
opening. And I was like, please watch this. Like, this is, you need to watch this.
Turned off Survivor, Prasad, we're watching Housewives, come on.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I'm watching it tonight. It's me amazing. And Baby O. Yep. We're going to, dude, Baby O loves Bravo. I have her
she knows what's going on.
She knows what's up. She's going to be such a little ratchet fuck when she's older. I know for a fact. Because, first of all, she has already made her big star debut in front of the cameras.
Love that.
On Vanderpump Rules.
Well, let's just say she's camera ready. She's a porcelain doll.
Mm-hmm. She shows up. She's like, I'm here. The second the cameras are turned off, she starts screaming her head off.
D-mic me.
She's had photo shoots, full on photo shoots already.
Photo shoots that Logan's done. Yeah. She's screaming her head off. And she's full diva baby. Yeah. So I have her changing table, you guys know, set up. So like where her head is, it's like she can look and see the TV behind her. And I'm telling you, during every diaper change, she's just fixated on. Right now we're watching Throwback Housewives of Atlanta.
The best.
And she cannot get enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nor can we.
Yeah. Nor can we. And when she first came home from the hospital, she was watching Roni. So is she just going to, like, when she can start talking, just be like, she's going to be saying all these housewife quotes?
I love that.
I love it,
How
too.
How lucky are you for that? You're training her young.
Yeah.
I know. Am I like a
You're showing
parent?
Her the culture.
No, fabulous. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're showing her the culture. Okay. What's your favorite Housewives tagline?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just pulled up some because I knew you were going to say that. So my favorite, we use taglines all the time for our Instagram posts. So one of my favorites is, God is my savior, my husband is my king, and my body, it's sinful.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
We like Alexis Bellino from OC. It's
another one of hers is just fabulous. Which I've used as an Instagram post. I thank God every day for my life.
And you would too.
she's
that
too good.
Is amazing. What's your favorite one?
I like a lot of Nene ones. I like the throwback Nene ones. Like what does she say? Like I'm the tastiest peach in Atlanta. Something like that. Those ones are, I like those ones.
Yeah. You know, what was Kim's where she had Big Papa? She's like, some called me a gold digger, but they just want what I have.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I love that. Yeah. I think Bethany has some good ones too. And
Everyone has.
Everyone has good ones. Yeah. I will say the queen of taglines that never go cheesy, I don't think ever, is Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's got good ones, yeah.
Maybe it's the accent.
Yeah.
The crown is heavy, darling, so just leave it where it belongs. Or then the other one where she's like, kiss my ass.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too. I like Rena's, too.
Rena when I goes, crown ain't that heavy.
Yeah. The crown ain't that heavy.
Or Rena goes, you better believe I'm going to talk about it. You better believe it.
That's not a tagline. It's more just
quotes. That's her line. Okay, yeah. All right, well, there you go.
I like Tinsley. Game, set, now I need a match.
No, that's how she says it now. Yeah. I need a match.
Yeah,
yeah, New York
is
epic.
Yeah, it's all
ones.
In the way that you say it.
Sonia, speaking of Pride Month, Sonia has a very gay, I don't even know how they did this. She goes, most people think I'm a top, but lately, I think I'm more of a bottom. Yeah.
It's like, what? Gay gave her that
Who
line, and she had no idea what she was talking about.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
You know, I've heard that one, and I don't quite get it.
It's beyond.
Doesn't work for you, Sonia.
I don't get it, but okay.
What are you guys not feeling about Real Housewives of New York these
There's
days?
There's none of them left.
I know you love Leah. I'm not a Leah person. Yeah.
Why are you not a fan of Leah? She's you just watched last season,
and
which
she was too much. Yeah,
I feel like
wants it too much. It's yeah. so she's,
I don't know.
She exhausts me.
And also, I just don't feel like it's what's the natural thing. Like at least with the Beverly Hills Girls, it's like okay, like Kyle, Dorit, like obviously they all kind of hang out. Like they really are friends. And it's like you're telling me when the cameras are down that Leah is going out to dinner with like a woman 25 years more her senior. Like, I just don't buy it.
Hanging out in the Upper East
or
Side,
or at least get a couple more that are younger too and mixed. I don't know. I just don't see it. Like Luann, Ramona, Sonia, like they've all been doing this show for like 10 years. So it's like very organic, and I just don't see how that fits in the equation with her.
I can understand that.
You know?
You didn't like when Leah was like hucking tiki torches super fucked up and like
I thought that was so annoying.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. I did not like
it. I mean, I see the comedy in it, but I just, it's like,
it's not fitting. It's like a puzzle piece that's not fitting.
Yeah. It's like, was that supposed to be on the Bad Girls Club Miami? Like,
exactly.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Like,
okay.
When Ramona, like when Sonia's wasted, she's like falling asleep in a chair at Bluestone Manor.
She's like you don't touch the Morgan letter.
Yes. She's not like in someone's
or Dorinda.
Like,
and like now they don't have Dorinda. Like
I know.
You need someone like that
Tinsley
to
and
break it up.
We need Bethany back for sure.
I think, big B fan. Yeah, big B fan. I think everyone is. That's why she's like, I don't fucking need this because the fans are going to follow me no matter where I go.
It's true.
I like Tinsley.
Love Tinsley.
Yeah.
I think Dorinda is like the biggest Bravo loss.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh,
yeah. She's a big part of
Brian. Because even though I didn't like Leah last season, I still liked the season.
I liked the season, too. This season, I mean, we're like four in, and I'm a little bored.
Right. Well, I like that Heather came back. I love me some Heather Thompson.
I do, too.
Yeah. So she spars with Leah or something, and Leah's like, you're this, you're that. She calls her Karen. She's like, you know what I'm talking about? And Heather's like, not really. No. I just love her. She's like, she fits in it more to me. Like, you know what I mean? So I wish we had more of her. But I heard that she just like was like, I'm out of this because she just couldn't mess with Leah. She just was over it.
So
she's
Heather?
She's not filming with him. Yeah, because she was over like the whole Leah thing.
Right. Like too much. Doesn't make sense for me.
Right.
The thing that I wish my show had that Roni has.
Yeah.
is the ability to shake shit off.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Luann and all of them just shake it right off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like when they're at Bluestone Manor and Luann is just being called a whore by, you fuck everything.
Yeah.
And the next morning she's like, I just needed to like get that off my chest. She's like, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, I was literally, that's funny. So I was literally just watching a repeat last night of, it was when Bethany was on and they were at Bluestone Manor and it was the You Don't Touch the Morgan Letters one. And after that, and they were all just going ham and Lou's even sober. And there's like Bethany's Instagram videos that like they're up at like 2 a.m. just dancing. And, and Bethany goes in her interview. She's just like, We're tough skin bitches. Like, you know, we go at each other and then we're like, okay, then we can just hang. And
that's the best part of them because it doesn't drag out the entire season.
Right. Well, that's what I love about it. Exactly. And like the, when Dorinda, I forgot what season it is. She is talking about Sonia. Sonia's gone on these, this like tangent about everybody, including Dorinda. And she's like, why don't you put an easy pass on that vagina? Like going insane on her, okay, in front of like a lot of people. And then Sonia gets up, goes into the kitchen with Ramon, and she's like, you know, I just feel like she needed to get it off her chest, and now she's gonna be good.
Right?
Yeah,
it's the craziest.
Let's drink.
I want that.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like that's part of like New York City culture as well. Like it's just like they're just like hustle on the go, 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 and they're like, okay, that happened. I'm over it already. But yeah, whatever. Yeah,
next.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
right.
In BH, LA's
they're like, not like that.
Well, you know, 4 months ago she did say that I was a bitch. You know, it's like,
let it go.
Let it go, honey. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I fully agree with you.
Yeah.
I will be right back with the Guzbins.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, I'm back with Logan and Leo. These are my Guzbins. They're Ocean's Gunkles. Someone asked me the other day, what's the biggest piece of advice you would give Ocean? And I would say, surround yourself with, like, your gaze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Sonia Morgan teaches that as well.
Absolutely.
Like, the nights that she's like, this is the party where I don't invite anybody but my gaze.
Yeah,
no one else can come. It's like, I want to come.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I want to come. Okay, so at the beginning of this episode, people wrote in questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fucking answer that shit now.
We got thousands for Logan. We got none for Lee.
Oh, boy.
For people who think you guys are a couple, can we just talk about that?
Let's just squash that right from the head on.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
That's not happening.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Not happening, people.
No, you guys.
Just because two people happen to be gay and they're friends, it doesn't mean like, oh, like I remember like,
no,
oh,
I know.
Yeah, we want to go.
Yeah, I remember like first when like my friend group was like knew I was gay, they'd be like, oh, well, I know one gay person in my life. Oh. You guys should, you know, get married. It's
And it's always someone atrocious that you're like,
absolutely not.
I fuck models, thank you.
Yeah, no, we're besties, just like we're friends with you, we're friends with each other.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's because you guys are together all day, every day, like a couple would be, but that's also just called a best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I was getting my hair done the other day, you guys came and she said, oh my god, the couple at your house was amazing. I was like,
no, everyone lay off. Also, we wouldn't be able to hang out with a significant other as much as like I wouldn't want to see my significant other that much.
Exactly.
Right. I get that. I totally get that. Okay, so first of all, we need to address this.
Okay,
someone asked, I thought that you had a falling out with the Guzbens.
Big beef.
That must be from one.
Where
jealous,
would that come from?
Probably from one of the jealous haters that we know.
Haters that hate on us.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only thing I could think of, because you wish it and you tried it and it ain't gonna happen.
Ain't gonna happen, baby. Ain't getting rid of us that easily.
But we see what you're doing and keep watching. Tune in.
I love it. That's, you guys do have a lot of haters. It makes
We have
it,
the most haters.
How do you know that you have haters?
You can just feel it.
You can, you know, you could just feel it. You get the comments, you get the hate. Nothing makes me happier than a hater. I thrive on it, so keep
you
it coming.
You really do. I've never seen anybody thrive so much off of...
It makes me happy. It makes me like, oh, okay, I'm doing it right.
Logan is that, like, literally the, a meme of Nene in a confessional going, hi, haters.
No, you really do know how to like shake it off and you do not give a damn.
No, I love it. Yeah.
Okay, so this person named Haley wants to know, who is your absolute hands down favorite drag queen?
Okay. Oh, okay. Leo doesn't really watch.
Yeah, I would say RuPaul. I know RuPaul. Yeah. RuPaul's fabulous.
Yeah. RuPaul is fabulous. I feel like that's everyone's...
He's like the quintessential. He's like the
everyone's favorite. Everyone knows him.
Right.
What, like,
Logan knows
when I used to watch Drag Race, I haven't watched it in forever, but I loved Alaska.
Okay.
Who was one of the... I think she won one of the seats. She's been on a bunch. But yeah, Alaska was my favorite. And then also Adore Delano, just because... she had this album come out, and she was when she was also on American Idol back in the day, and has an amazing voice. So that's
really
like, yeah, and it's a really good album. It's like Kesha basically.
Oh my god, like I love me a good Kesha.
So Adore Delano and Alaska are my favorites for sure.
So I would say my favorite, one of my friends from back home started dating this drag queen who his name's Zach. And his drag name is Bible Girl. I mean, when she gets to be in Bible amazing. Girl, fantastic.
And here are the scriptures.
Have you? No, for real. Right? When I used to post Bible Girl, people would be like, that's sacrilegious. I'm like, can you shut?
On.
Can you just like go somewhere else?
We're trying to have fun here, people.
You're called a troll.
Yeah.
So exactly. Shut the fuck up.
And I'm glad you're offended, because that was the whole point. That's why my name's Bible Girl.
Yeah. Right? You're supposed to have an opinion. But this drag queen that I've become obsessed with, it's Got Mick. GOTTMIK. She is fantastic, and I would like to be her. She's all over Gigi Gorgeous's page, and I'm like, how the fuck do I get in with this crew?
Yeah. Okay. And I think she's the first trans contestant on Drag Race. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
That's probably why Gigi is posting her all the time.
I mean, they have like a bunch of photos together, and they always look fabulous. I'm like, who is this team of people that you guys have the best glam I've ever seen.
That's amazing.
How do I look like that? I mean, I get pissed kind of.
Yeah.
Like all the amount of retouching, I can't look like that. And I want my glam to be that fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, they got a team on them all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. I want that. Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Okay. This chick, Samantha, wants to know, how was it eating cookie for you? All right. How was it eating cookie? You know what's so funny is Lisa Vanderpump asked me if I'm good at it. I was like, I don't know. I mean, they don't really come back, so I assume not that good. Yeah. And I've only been able to do it when I'm drunk.
Right.
So I haven't eaten a cookie since Ariana, to be honest.
Can't say we've done it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you, have either of you ever hooked up with a chick?
Well, hook up. Like
sexual, not a not kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
hooked up with a girl, Leo?
Like threesomes.
Well, threesomes?
How far can we go on Earth? I mean, I woke up and I thought I was being serviced by a gentleman. And it was, the guy's face was next to me. I said, well, who the hell's going down on me that right now? And it was, I saw long red hair.
Ooh, and he said, honey, that color ain't for you.
I don't want that. I said, well, good morning, Rebecca, or the hell her name
was. That was your boyfriend.
But you've never, like, well, you said that you knew you were gay from a very young age, so you had, like, no interest. So that was, like, a mistake.
Well, it was
probably, here's the thing. It's, if there's a guy that wants to go there with, like, a girl, then it's like, you know what? I have no qualms.
Yeah, same. Right. We're in the same boat on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. Now Leo's go-to party trick.
Yeah.
He likes to tell every boy.
Cut that out.
It's funny.
What is it?
Leo's favorite party trick is he likes to tell boys that he's bisexual.
Well, that's actually another question.
Not good.
Because the boys can relate to that.
Well, you know what? I always say, do you, boo?
Yeah.
I actually get asked all the time if I'm bisexual because I have had experiences with chicks. And I don't think I am bisexual because I would choose the P over the V.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what do you think? Am I bisexual? I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm straight.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not bisexual whatsoever. Just because I make out with girls if I'm drunk and, I want to make the boys all hot and heavy. Leo always makes fun of. Leo goes, he's always looking in the corner like,
There's one time, like 6 months ago or so, we're at this TikTok party. And I just see him going ham with this chick. And I'm like, look, Logan, no one's watching. Okay, cut. Because I know what you're doing it for. And no one's watching.
And in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, the boys are going
to
like this one.
Someone's gotta come over to me and say, come here, Logan.
That is hilarious. How do I get my girl to try new things in the bedroom?
Introduce them to us.
Introduce them to us.
At Logan Now and at Leo DeMarc. Yeah.
We will take that over for the boy.
And then
we'll have her look how I'm doing it on him.
God, Logan, you're killing me.
Maybe the reverse cowgirl or maybe doing a little around the world. Hey.
See, I don't know what extent he's asking this for. You know, it's like...
Yeah, is that positions? Is it
positions?
People?
You want a third party?
Yeah, I'm available.
I would say, dude, wrong person to ask. I have no fucking idea. Oh, this one's cute. This person wants to know, will you two cuties be wanting kids down the line?
Good Lord. Well, we had this... your mom asked us at your house the other, last week or something like that.
Yeah, and what'd you say?
Well, no, because Logan was like, absolutely not. And then that you and your mom were like, I can see Leo having kids.
Yeah, I could see you having kids.
Which,
Logan, there's no way.
I would be down if it was like if I could have your life. Like, if I could be like, if I could have like a successful man and I had like this big old
house. You want to be a house husband?
Yeah, I'll be a house husband. Like, you know, if we have there's seven nannies and there's like cooks and everything. And then I'll sit down with a child at dinner.
Well, I'll be a house husband also.
With a child at the dinner table, you know.
I really, I want you guys to have kids. Can I tell you?
I just don't have the time.
Well, right now, because you're only 30?
Listen, we're both pretty selfish people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's, I like being the gunkle. My sister has two kids. I like being an uncle. For both kids and dogs. Like, I can't even see myself, you know, responsibility.
I couldn't even see myself having a dog. I haven't.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
I'm raising these boys all the time. Yeah. Let alone a baby.
Dog.
A baby or a dog, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, today, when I was changing Ocean's diaper and my index finger went into little shit diaper, you know, like it just happened, you know, and it's like, I have poop under my nails. Yeah. I should go wash my hands.
Right.
And Leo and Logan were like, this is disgusting. Can I tell you, this is how my life has changed since having a baby. Oh. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's many ways. But the other day, I'm changing Ocean on my bed without anything under her, and a little poop got on the bedspread. And, like, I don't do laundry. Let's get that straight right now. And I just, like, slept with the poopy duvet cover for, like, 3 nights. I didn't even care.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, she is ingesting boob milk. Yeah. Like, what could it consist of? Right. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, there. And that's the difference
Logan's
between you and
so
us.
Gross. No, life changes. Life has changed since I've had the baby with us. We used to just, like,
I know.
I'm the daytime friend. Like, with the Guzmans, they have their, like, nighttime crew. Mm-hmm. Lala doesn't leave the house past 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's when it's, like, time to get into the four walls and bathe, face mask, chill. That's what it was like even before I had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I mean, we can't even go anywhere because it's, like, we have to plan around feeding time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sleeping schedule.
Thank God it's summer because we got that gorgeous pool. And just that's easy. Call it the Glendale and we lunch at the pool. That's what we do.
That is the easy part.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You can't beat it.
Yeah. You can't beat that. Okay. I have another question.
Okay.
From Emily.
Okay.
She wants to know, did Logan and James make up? If so, did he also make up with Raquel?
Dun, dun, dun.
Everyone's favorite question.
Everyone's favorite question.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we went to jail. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No.
He's so dramatic.
To put it simple, I mean, makeup is such a... I don't know how to answer that. But I ran into James with these two at Randall's birthday party. And he was alone. And we talked and, like, you know, it was fine. It's been, like, I don't know, God. I don't even know the last time I'd seen him. It must have been...
It's been a while.
Because it's COVID, everything. It must have at least been over a year since I'd seen him.
Right, at least.
At least. And so, but it was good to see him. And, you know, it was nice. Like, I'm over all of it. I'm over it. Like, after the pandemic, after all that, like, I just want to have fun. I got all my boys. Like, I do not care.
I can definitely, yes. And I can vouch for that.
And, like, me and Lala, like, and Leah, like, we can all talk about, like, oh, like, times back in the day and, like, laugh about things with mine and James's friendship and all this stuff, like, just remember the fun times, which is what I want to do now. And that's it. Like, I'm over that. Like, whatever. We had a good friendship at one point. It was fun. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As for Raquel, never was a fan, not going to be a fan.
Oh, shit. The shade. Logan loves a good giant umbrella. He's bringing all the shade. Yep.
But James, I'm over it. Nothing but love. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that question. It's like, did you guys make up? I mean,
there's,
like,
no,
obviously,
there's no make up. There's no, like,
right. It's just if you guys see each other, it's not like, oh, shit. Yeah. It's just like, hey, how you been? Good to see you. Yeah. Bye.
I mean, I feel like that time we did run into him when he came to, was it Randall's 50th?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could just tell, like, again, there's no makeup. It's like the vibe was just like, it seemed fine. Like, it was not like,
also, it's
intense.
The first time we had intense, like, the other way of why it was easy is because it was the first time we'd seen each other where there's no camera crew.
Exactly.
And so there's no one that's trying, like, there's no reason for us to be anything but it's over. We're good.
Yeah.
Right. There's not like a third party stepping in being like, but remember all of that stuff? Yeah. It's just kind of like,
no birdies in your ear.
No. Yeah. There's a lot of birdies in the ear a lot of the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people who like to listen to the birdies.
Chirp, chirp.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we sign off, I want to know, what are you guys wearing to Pride?
Oh, God.
Oh, I haven't even thought about that. We have to go shopping. We're going shopping. I mean, I feel like hopefully this weather stays and
So it's going to be hot as shit.
A flattering tank and shorts, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Right.
Fab pair of sunglasses and accessories.
Get our hair done beforehand.
Yeah, I'll be blonde again. Here we go.
I mean,
I'm going to try to be real tan.
We love to be tan. Yeah.
You guys can't see their tan, but they do have an epic golden glow that they've definitely been working on. Mm-hmm. I see them on the hikes, by the pool. If they're not at my pool, they're at somebody else's.
You gotta get that tan in, honey. Summertime sadness.
I feel like I always have these grand plans of, like, what I'm gonna wear. Mm-hmm. Then I wake up and I'm exhausted and I'm like, fuck all of that.
Yeah, oh, but you did last year, or what? Oh, not last, there was no last year. But the year, whatever, you were all
that
done
was,
up.
That yeah. was probably one of yeah. my mm-hmm. most favorite.
Was that with the green
vibes.
Hair?
The green yeah. hair. Oh, that was amazing. Because I was hanging out with one of my drag queen friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to dress up. And they right. said, why don't you go as like a bio drag queen? I was mm-hmm. like, what's that? And she said, it's when like you're a chick who dresses, you know, like yeah. a drag queen. Yeah. And I was like, that sounds amazing. I have a green wig. She like showed me, I had a breakout that day. She was like, girl, just put a little glitter. There'll be glitter moles. I was oh, like, I love that. Perfect. Yeah.
There we go. See?
I felt really good during that I pride.
Like, I know, you look fabulous.
I think that's your look for mm-hmm. something like that, like a fun.
Well, you yeah. got to pride. You got to be over the top.
I think that's your.
Should I?
That's your market. Oh, yeah. Yes, I think you slay at that.
And my tits are filled with milk, oh. so they can be huge. Oh,
they are. Massive.
You should wear like a right got now. Milk over it, like a pasty.
You should
something.
Do a that's got milk thing. Oh, that'd be hot.
One yeah. pasty on the left that says got, and then milk it.
Oh my god!
How about that?
That's cute. That's I think cute. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
I had the best time with you guys on the podcast as we my co-host. You. Thank you for spilling a lot of tea. The shade is real with the Guzbins.
Always.
You guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening to Give Them Lala with the Guzbins this Yay. Week. And we will catch you next Wednesday.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.